Hello. Yes, it's DJ P's Rock Vinyl. Back with you for 2022. And this week, it's Genesis. Yes, we've reached the 10th studio album of Genesis. It's Duke. And it was released in March 1980 on Charisma Records. Yep, Tony Banks, Bill Collins and Mike Rutherford got together to make Duke. And what a great album it is. And to be honest, have we had a dud album yet from Genesis? No, of course we haven't. So let's start this album and my picks from the album with Turn It On Again. was Turn It On Again from Genesis, from the album Duke. And it's my first pick from the album. Well, this track was also a single. And it reached number 8 in the UK singles chart, becoming the band's second top 10 hit. Now, the lyrics by Mike Rutherford concern a man who does nothing more than watch television. I know that feeling. He becomes obsessed with the people he watches on it, believing them to be his friends. Now, the actual music for the track was built from leftovers from projects by each member. The second set of verses was conceived by Tony Banks for his solo album, A Curious Feeling. We kind of put Mike Rutherford's riff, the bit he didn't use on Small Creeps Day, with the bit I didn't use on A Curious Feeling, and put these two together. We made it much more rocky. Both bits became very rocky. My bit was a bit more epic, but Mike's was a bit slower and a bit more heavy metal. And Phil gave it a much more straightforward drum part. So that was Tony Banks commenting on the track, Turn It On Again. Now my next track for you was also a single from the album. And it was also part of what's known as the Duke Suite. Now this track peaked at number 46 in the UK singles chart. Yes, it's Duchess. And to be honest, one of my favourite Genesis tracks of this period. Now, this was the first time I saw Genesis on this tour. I saw them at the Birmingham Odeon. And I still remember now watching Phil Collins start this song off with his drum machine. It went deathly quiet, and we all just watched Phil twiddling his knobs, like slapping on the drum machine at the start of this track. This is Duchess. Thank you. And that was the wonderful Duchess from Genesis, which they also played on the opening night of their current tour, again in Birmingham, but in the big arena. And I saw them there with my son Philip, and it was his first time, and quite possibly his last, of seeing Genesis live. And he thought it was brilliant, which it was. Superb from Genesis. Now, the lyrics of Duchess tell the story of the rise and fall of an ambitious singer. At the start of her career, she dreams of singing to large crowds, but cares more about her music than the prospect of fame. Increasingly successful, her dream comes true and she becomes a superstar, adored by audiences. However, after several years at the top, she struggles to stay relevant by caring too much about what her audience wants. The quality of her music is negatively impacted. Unable to stay in the spotlight, she chooses to end her music career and fondly remember her former superstardom. Quite an appropriate track, maybe. So that was my second track from the album Duke, the 10th album from Genesis. And now we will move on to our next track. Not from the so-called Duke Suite. This is Please Don't Ask.
I wrong.
Yes, it was a Phil Collins written song, I think you can tell, and it could easily have appeared on Phil Collins' first solo album, Face Value. But it didn't. He shared it with the rest of the group. And I think, yeah, it sounds like a Phil Collins song, but you listen to the beautiful guitar on this song and the beautiful meld of the keyboards. It's just real Genesis. And it really pulls at the heartstrings, that song. Could easily have been a single, another one from this album for the band. And I don't know, I still like it, I still come back to it. It's just got a really nice feel to it. Difficult subject, though. Anyway, let's move on to my final pick from the album. Or should I say picks, as officially it's two tracks. Yes, we come to what is, in effect, the conclusion of the album and of the so-called Duke's Suite. Yes, it's Duke's Travels, Duke's End. Now, these are predominantly linked largely instrumental pieces, with Duke's End reprising themes from the band compositions earlier in the album. There is an energy to the playing summed up by Rutherford's observation. It sounds very live. It doesn't sound studio. It sounds like three guys playing, which is something to do with Polar Studios. A shimmering wash of synthesizers from Banks sees a gradual fading of Collins' battery of drums at about 1 minute 30, in which he plays a repeated African-style pattern. This leads into one of Banks' best instrumental performances as Duke's Travels evolves into a galloping keyboard-led section. The working title for the piece was Swish Jazz. That has a hint of Scottish Highland fling to it. Collins then doubles the beat for a midsection which peaks with Rutherford's screaming lead guitar line. A truly superb ending to a great album. Here it is. Duke's Travels and Duke's End.
Thank you.
And so we say goodbye to Duke. And goodbye from me for this episode from DJ P's Rock Vinyl. Yes, I hope you enjoyed it. And I'd love to hear from you. Just hit me up on Twitter. Just put hashtag DJPS Rock Vinyl. And leave me a message. Tell me what you think of the show or what you'd like to hear. It's 2022. I'd love to hear from you. But for now, this is DJP's Rock Vinyl saying bye for now.